39. Queenie. I was very glad that I did not have to fly on the giant birds with Master and the strange bird people of this planet. I would have if they'd asked me, of course, but I much preferred my own wings. This way, I could zip about, flit to and fro, and that was something I enjoyed almost as much as sweets. There was something freeing about the experience of flight that made me smile, and I made sure to take advantage of it as much as possible. Not to say that I felt the need for freedom or anything. I enjoyed Master and serving him more than I enjoyed even flying. It was more that my body often felt strange in a way I couldn't describe, like being bound to the earth somehow diminished my innate meanness. Being in the air was like being a giant bird creature searching for tasty things to scoop up from the ground and gobble whole. I wondered what that must be like, to be a bird. And for a split second, I almost wanted to ride one of the birds. Only they smelled of sweat and mildew, were covered with itchy feathers, and had strange eyes that I didn't enjoy. Eyes that were totally consumed with stabbing you in the chest with their beaks and ripping out your juicy bits. Also, I didn't like birds, messy, dirty things. Not that these bird people were like that, though. I did often find them preening their feathers. Then again, that wasn't much different from how the cat women often licked the back of their hands to clean themselves. Honestly, I'm not sure why they thought that covering themselves with their own saliva made them cleaner. But then again, they weren't royalty. I was. And that meant I couldn't just lick myself clean. No, it would just not be fitting. We had been flying for quite a while, and I could see that Master was getting tired, and not just because he'd actually eaten a couple of ton fruits during this journey to keep him strong and help replenish his aura. Master didn't know it, but secretly, I'd been feeding the many giant birds from my own aura for a while now. I would spend about half of my limit to top them up from time to time and then let it regenerate. Still, I could tell he needed to rest. His brow was beaded with sweat and he was growing a bit pale. His hands clenched and unclenched on the big bird he called Red. If this kept up, I worried he might just fall from the bird and die. Of course, that wouldn't happen. I would catch him if he fell. It was why I was flying beside him, and yet another reason why I'd refused my own mount. I tried to busy myself by looking at the scenery. We had long since left the forests behind and were now soaring above what seemed like plains. It seemed to me that there might once have been more trees here too, but a great many of them had been cut down, though I wasn't sure why exactly. Master coughed then, and when I glanced his way, I saw his aura had fallen so low that the little bar above his head was flashing red. That was bad. I'd seen it often enough during battles. It meant he was below 10%, and I could tell his regeneration was not keeping up with his usage. He should rest. He needed to rest, but how could I tell him that? After all, it wasn't my place to tell Master to do anything. But it was my place to take care of him. And he needed someone to take care of him now. Master, I said as I moved toward him. And that's when I realized he was shaking, whether from effort or weariness, I was unsure. He was sweating more, too, and he looked paler.
Yes, Queenie?
He gasped as he turned toward me, and I saw the dark bags under his eyes.
Have you seen something?
Yes, I nodded, and for a moment, I wondered if he would enter my mind. Only he did not do so. He merely looked at me and waited patiently. I think we should rest.
If you're tired, I can send you to the pocket for a bit, he asked,
clearly missing my meaning. In fact, his words somewhat upset me. There was no circumstance in which I'd rather be in the pocket than with him. Though to be fair, I would rather have been covered in honey and flung to hungry ants than gone into the pocket willingly. Being there was not existing. I didn't exactly hate it, but it was not fun, not fun at all. No, Master, I do not wish to return to the pocket, I paused. I wish for you to rest. I moved a bit closer to him and switched to mental communication. Though I wasn't sure if Thera could have heard us otherwise, I didn't wish to have this conversation in front of her. After all, I did not want her to think that Master was weak when he was the strongest being I had ever known.
You want me to rest?
He laughed.
I'm fine, Queenie.
His grip tightened on Red's reins.
Just a few more hours, most likely.
I do not wish to argue with you, Master. It's just... I swallowed. I did not like this. I did not like it at all. Your aura is very low, and you are using it very quickly. I've tried to use my aura to allow you to regenerate, but the situation is becoming untenable. I frowned. I have no more aura to give. I looked up at him with pleading eyes. What will a few minutes rest mean at the end of things anyway?
You make a fair point, Queenie, Master replied. I guess I've been pushing pretty hard.
He took a deep breath through his nose and let it out slowly.
I thought maybe if I could just control my breathing a bit.
He sighed.
Can you let Thera know I'm going to be setting us down in that clearing over there?
He pointed to a burned patch of earth a bit to the north. It would give me no greater pleasure, Master, I said as a wave of relief hit me like a sack full of truffles. Then, before he could change his mind, I flew off to inform the others. That was when I realized something. All of the Blue Palm Clan seemed like they wanted to rest too. They had just been too stubborn to suggest it. Even Thera had seemed a bit too pleased by the idea. It was curious. After all, if they all needed to rest, they should have said something. But then again, the bird people were strange. And I was willing to bet it was because they wanted to appear strong before Master. They needn't have bothered, though. Master was as kind as he was brave. He would not judge them poorly for needing rest, especially given how long and tough the journey had been. After all, they had to clasp the giant birds with their legs the whole time, and the very brief time I'd sat on one had made my hamstrings ache. They had been at it for hours. Which just proved my point. The bird people were silly. Not a bad silly exactly, but silly all the same. Though I was fond of them, especially Jorna. So when we landed and she asked me to help prepare the meal, I was more than happy to lend her my services. And not just because I got to taste things along the way, that was just a benefit. And because I was a queen, I didn't even let it go to my head.